Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, welcome. Special edition, a Saturday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. As always, help me out. If you're in the chat room and if you think the microphone sounds off and stuff, hit me up. Let me know. Well, technically, Fozzie, it's not extra time. I took Thursday off. I told people that I would do a show on Saturday. There's Fozzie. Put him up there. Extra time. Woot, woot. So, yeah. I took Thursday off because I went to Tampa. Ended up having some things to do over there. Iggy T. See, man. Iggy T. All the way up in Canada. Checking in on a Saturday night. You know, what do you mean I need a blue screen? I got a green screen, and I'm looking for a new type of background. I would love to use a graphic for my green screen that was created by a supporter of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. You know, I don't want anybody to think like I'm just trying to use the people that support the show. Hey, if any of you guys are graphic designers and stuff. Oh, I got you. Like when you, is the audio bad, guys? For real? Hold on. See, now Fozzie's got me second guessing things. Oh, what the hell's going on, man? Like I'm really just so pissed off about this. I don't know what to do. Jesus Christ Almighty. Seriously, people, I do not know what's going on. I do not know what is going on. Hopefully the audio is better now. I know it's choppy. Look, guys, I'm trying to do everything that I can here. Hold on. Let me see how it sounds now. Just waiting for it to come back. All right, it's better now. Okay, I know plenty of engineers. I know a lot of engineers that could help me out with this problem. You guys know that I deal with this on a regular basis. And it is so frustrating. I cannot figure out, because tomorrow I'm breaking everything down. I'm cleaning all the connections. I'm rewiring this whole setup that I have. Because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, man, Tuttle, you wasted a lot of money on all this stuff. No, it's not. It's not the stuff that I'm doing, because I've told you guys time in and time out. Now, Fozzie, I think I'm going to have to start doing that. But, I mean, that would be like Bubba, like, cutting the feed and then coming back on. It just makes you look like a jobber. It really makes me look like the biggest jobber in the world. And the last thing that I can do is rewire everything. But at the same time, what is rewiring it gonna do? Because usually the fix the fix for fixing it is just closing out the web browser and then restarting it. So I don't even know if it's a hardware thing. And I'm gonna reach out to some of my engineering friends. The kind of try to figure it out because it's driving me crazy. And I really don't even think me rewiring everything tomorrow is gonna do anything to fix it, because usually the thing that fix it, I'm drinking water. I'm drinking tap water. Well, you can't even see in the inside there. I'm drinking tap water. You know, I lived at the Hobo Fish Camp for quite some time, and we just could not drink the water right out of the faucet. No, hell no. I mean, it was poop brown. Fozzie, I've done that. I've logged on. I've done it by trial and error, and it's just not doing anything. No, I appreciate it. I really appreciate the advice, Fozzie. I went up to Jacksonville today, and I gotta tell you, for a Saturday, I always thought that I-4 was one of the worst roads, but man, 95 going up to Jacksonville today. You know what, Mark? I grew up on well water, and the well water we had was actually really, really good. We had a septic tank. We had well water growing up. And the great thing about well water is you get a lot of those minerals and stuff that you usually don't get off of city water. And I don't know. You did. Which one? Which tooth? Was it a wisdom? Was it a molar? Canine? One of the grinders in the front? Man, tooth pain is the worst. I'm telling you, man. There's nothing worse than tooth pain. The worst in Louisiana, tap around Monroe. You can see the sediment. You can see the sediment, and God knows what is in it. No, I get it, man. I remember, like, growing up in DeLeon Springs, we had a lot of that sulfur-smelling water that you would get right out of the tap. Oh, bottom left. Yeah, tooth pain sucks. I mean, did you crack it? Did you have a cavity? Like, were you not brushing, Fozzie? What was going on? Yeah, the sulfur stuff. I had a problem with that. I really did. But, you know, we had it. The only bad thing about having well water is when the electricity went off, you just weren't getting any water. Mark, I like chlorinated and fluorinated. Did any of you guys in elementary, I don't even know, do they still do that? Do they still do the, you know, I remember, like, once a quarter in elementary school, they made us swish the fluoride in our mouth. Did any of you guys have to do that, or was that just me backwoods living and they didn't have fluoride in the water? Because they made us do that all the time. What up, Musty? Musty says hello. You know, like, I didn't expect a lot for a Saturday night show. I know a lot of people got stuff going on and everything. So I knew that the participation was going to be way down on doing a Saturday night show. But I did promise you guys. I promise you, I felt bad about missing out on a Thursday, but I had to do some stuff. I got some things in the works. Hopefully I'll be able to talk about them soon and stuff, but I had to do it. And that's why I wanted to do this show tonight for you guys. John B says he's about to make a drink. Mark. Mark, I mean, we even did it. I mean, in elementary, it was the early 90s. LOL, I did that in grade school in the 60s. Well, they were still making us do it. John B. says he's about to make a drink. What are you drinking tonight, John B.? You know, it's been quite a while since I've had any alcohol. And a lot of people, like, they think that they can't drink around me. Maybe when I first stopped drinking that it would have bothered me, but it just does not bother me now. I don't want to be that friend that none of the other people can invite out because, oh, man, he's an alcoholic. We can't drink around him because, you know, he might fall off the wagon if we have a drink around him. And that's not the case. Like, matter of fact, I caught a whiff of somebody's drink. And just the smell, I mean, it really, really did kind of turn my stomach. And I don't know if that's a good thing. Maybe it is. Maybe it really is. Because you've seen all those alcoholics and stuff that will take that medication that whenever they drink, they actually get sick to their stomach. I mean, it's just really, 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 you know, you got it bad when you got to take a pill when you want to drink the stuff that you really, really like or your body craves. And you're purposely taking this pill to make yourself sick. But at the same time, some people will still take that drink, even though they know that it's going to make them throw up. Willie, buddy, I can't agree with you anymore. Yeah, and abuse, Mark says. Edibles and concentrates is the way. You know, and by the way, speaking of edibles and concentrates, and that's why my voice is sounding a little rough. Maybe I shouldn't have smoked right before the show. But yeah. Yeah, nothing is grosser than smoke after you quit. You know, the thing holds true. I'll have to talk to you, Fozzie. I didn't know it was that bad. But, you know, when you're living around a smell for so long, you do get used to it. Like, people that have bad body odor, they don't know that they have bad body odor because they're smelling it all the time. Same thing goes, like, has anybody ever tried to smell their own breath? I mean, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to tell when you got bad breath. I mean, that's why you should just brush every day to be on the safe side. Same thing goes for these hoarders or these hoarders of pets that have cats and stuff. One of the worst smells in the world is cat piss. I mean, come on. No, I mean, listen, for as clean as everybody thinks cats are, you know, because cats clean themselves, they cover up their own poop and pee and stuff. I mean, now I know why they cover up their piss and shit. Because it just stinks so bad. I don't know what it is about cat. And John B. Now, John B., you want me to, I'll kind of respond on that. John B. says, I know when I smell particularly around the growing. Well, yeah, because I think your crotch, your genitals, your penis, I mean, any of the ladies in there, honestly. And I'm not even going to try to, like, ask Iggy T because as far as I know, I think Iggy T might be the only woman that's in the chat room right now. But guys all know. And guys, we are disgusting. We are. Because in private. If any of you guys do not admit it, you're a goddamn liar. You will. You will take your hand, rub the backside of your testicles, and give it a little bit of a whiff. You know you will. And the reason that I think that guys can smell that is because it's far enough away from your nose and stuff. But can ladies? I mean, we've all seen those commercials, Summer's Eve and douching and all that stuff. I mean, can women smell when maybe they're not so fresh, just like the commercials? Because you got to remember, guys got outies, girls got innies. So can women tell when, you know, maybe they don't have that not so fresh feeling? Or does your significant other or, you know, a guy that you're with have to like tap you on the shoulder and like, hey, might have a little bit of a problem there. You might want to check it out. I mean, that's the thing about doing a male-oriented show. And I'm not trying to put Iggy T on the spot. You know what, Iggy T? If you don't want to answer it, like, personally, but, like, have you talked to any of your girlfriends or whatever it may be? How do women know? How do women know that things might have gone a little sourdough-y, if you know what I mean? What do they do, John B? Smell their underwear and stuff? Because if you've listened to my radio career, I do not wear underwear. Now, John B, I mean, you're kind of right. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. LOL, telling a woman to wash her seems like a bad idea. I can see that. Well, come on now, Ned, I miss Ned writes, if you are not fresh down there, you need to see a doctor. Women should always be fresh down there. All right, let's talk about that, I miss Ned. And I'm not going to get too graphic, but like when guys are, you know, eating at the Y, you know what I mean? Guys might, you know, say something about it. I mean, even women, I mean, if women are down there doing certain things, if you know what I'm talking about, I mean, what would be worse? What would be worse? A man's smelly crotch or a woman's smelly crotch? Because like I said, you know, guys, while their parts are on the outside, women's are in the inside. Mark, I'm already seeing that. Mark says, you will wear underwear when you get older. Yeah, I know. Things will probably hit the water when I sit down to use the bathroom and stuff. I miss Ned comes in again. Women don't naturally smell down there unless there is something wrong. It's self-cleaning. Now, I've never heard that. So what, is it like a dishwasher? Like you throw some, Iggy T, Iggy T calls me out here. How do you not wear underwear? LOL. I always did. Do you know, like I played baseball all through high school. I played college ball for 2 years, played college baseball for 2 years. And I think the reason I don't wear underwear is because I hate it. I despised having to wear a cup. And I know that I should because as a pitcher, you know how many times I've had line drives hit back to me that could have just easily ended up in my crotch? Wow, Iggy T coming in. Iggy T says, it's self-cleaning, but you still need to clean it. Iggy T, all right, so Iggy T comes back and says, I think it's self-cleaning internally. Please tell me, like, how it's self-cleaning. Is it like a smart vagina or something? Like a smart, like, appliance that it just knows how to clean itself and everything? I just don't get that. I mean, a lot of people are coming in. Got a lot of comments on this. Willie writes, don't ever trust anything that's self-cleaning ever. I don't know. I think I would trust that. I'd be like, hey, that's old reliable. But, you know, I'm not trying to shock jock by talking about this. But yeah, the reason I don't wear underwear is because I had to wear those banana hammock type cups and pitching. I was always adjusting myself. I had to wear those really, really tight spandex compression shorts because I could not wear a jock strap. I could not have that up the crack of my ass. So I was always adjusting myself. And after baseball, I always wore underwear through high school and stuff and right out of it. But it just, after that, I never, ever wore underwear. Iggy T writes, women get discharged? ? So are you asking? Women get discharged? ? So are you asking that? I mean, you're one of the most feminine women that I've never talked to you or I've never met you, but I mean, you don't know that women get discharged? I'm just asking. Punctuation is very important on comments. I think that's the body's way to remove stuff from the body. Iggy, okay. Iggy T, I remember one time, man, you guys are already going to jump to conclusions. There was one time that I was with somebody and I went to do certain things. I went down to do certain things, if you catch my drift. And there was some, let's say, like Iggy said, discharge. I am one of those people, like, I will put myself out. I will go through hell just not to make somebody feel bad. And I got to be careful on how I describe things. So let's just say I was down to do certain things. And there was, like Iggy said, some discharge. Most people would be like, I'm out. Oh, no, I mean, and John B. says discharge is a hard no. But, yeah, I kind of like, see, I got to be careful. I brushed things aside. I brushed certain things aside. And I took care of business. I mean, it was not pleasant to, not saying what it came out of wasn't pleasant to look at, but the byproduct was definitely not. It looked like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you, maybe you're trying to, you got bad allergies and you're trying to, get rid of certain things out of your mouth and your nose. Yeah, it kind of looked like that. Now, Iggy T, I don't want you to think like I'm talking down to women, but Iggy T writes, every single woman gets discharged, LOL. It shouldn't smell. If it does, then maybe there's an infection or something. Iggy, I mean, Fozzie writes, you know what? I'm not even going to read it. I'm just putting it up on the screen so you guys can. John B. Writes, there's a merit badge for that in Boy Scouts. It's It's a smiling clam. You know, I'm almost 30 minutes into the show, and I haven't even, like, gotten into any of my topics. Speaking of sports, you know, when I played football, I never played varsity football. I only played JV. But, I mean, there would be, like, fights. My dad said that there's one of the biggest cardinal sins, if you're playing a sport where you're wearing a helmet, you're a complete dumbass if you take that said helmet off. Because last night in Martinsville, Virginia, during the Xfinity race, and a lot of the fights you see in NASCAR is a lot of pushing. I mean, pretty much, you know, the only sport, professional sport, where you're seeing real fights is hockey. Football, they got helmets, pads. They're not going to hurt each other. So, like, why are you even fighting? Baseball, if you look at baseball, they, it's a lot of pushing. Basketball, I mean, basketball in the 90s, they used to get down. Like, they would throw haymakers. Same thing goes with NASCAR. NASCAR, it's usually just a lot of pushing and stuff. But Ty Gibbs, and I don't even know who the other driver was, got into a fight. Now, if you're looking at the video, I haven't even begun to play it yet. The guy in the blue car is the one that gets the two-piece biscuit meal right to his face because he was a dumbass and removed his helmet. Because the other guy did not remove his helmet. So he already had an advantage. And I know a lot of you guys, like, I'm not getting into the nuts and bolts of NASCAR and stuff. I think this guy's an idiot. And the other guy's definitely going to get fined. But this was a real fight.
We got some angry.
All right, so this is after, and usually it's just a bunch of pushing, a lot of yelling, and stuff like that. No, because dumbass in the blue number one car took his helmet off.
Helmet's here. Ty Gibbs, Sam Mayer. Helmet's on.
Yeah, the guy in the Fozzie, if you will, you're right. He did throw a great combo, and he landed it pretty hard. And some of the pick, I mean, the guy, like, he got cut up. He is swollen. Like, he looked like they would have had to have stopped the fight for a bad cut and bleeding. All right, so why would you take your helmet off, you dumb ass?
Oh, here we go.
Now, Ty Gibbs is the grandson of Joe Gibbs, big-time NASCAR owner, Super Bowl champion with the Washington Redskins. This is his grandson. Now watch this. The guy with the helmet just keeps going on and on and on. And Ty Gibbs was like, okay, cool. Take this two-piece combo with you.
Coleman talked about the fact they've watch. Been racing each other
comes,
for a
here comes,
long
watch.
Time.
Bam, oh, bam. Oh. All right. Did you see how his head popped back? Look, hold on. Watch this. All right, so watch this. The first punch was not that great. But look at the second one. Look at the second one.
Watch each this. Other for a long time.
Boom.
Oh, there's a...
I mean, he popped his head back. No, you don't take your helmet off. Why would you take off the protection?
Seen each other for a long time.
Watch this. Boom. Boom.
Oh, Ty Gibbs going after Sam Mayer, and we've got a fight at Martinsville.
Now, for the most part, usually a lot of these NASCAR fights and stuff are all just a bunch of pushing and shoving. Just like baseball. Baseball, I mean, when was the last time you saw some haymakers being thrown? Now, you see that in hockey. I mean, they let them fight in hockey all the time. You know, when they do end up on the ice, when any of the people that are fighting on the ice, once they go to the ground, they stop it because they don't want people getting cut by the skates and stuff. But man, this was a hell of a punch.
Coleman talked about the fact they've been racing each other for a long time. Oh, and there's a punch. Oh, oh, Ty Gibbs going after.
Now, I mean, come on now. Let's not think about this. I mean, let's not forget about this. Now, I mean, a lot of people that watch NASCAR are into wrestling. You know, this all could be a work. I mean, I think it's a shoot. You guys all know why NASCAR is as popular, or why it got its popularity from the beginning, was because a blizzard that was happening during the Daytona 500. And at the end of the Daytona 500, there was a big-ass fight. John B., you're right. I mean, Nolan Ryan, I mean, that was the only hit that Robin Ventura ever got off of Nolan Ryan. That was the fist hitting his head. But, I mean, he was getting a hit on top of the head. That was a solid hit that this guy just threw.
For Sam Mayer, and we've got a fight at Martinsville.
See, I want to see, you know what? This would be great. No, Nolan did not. And Nolan was like in his mid-40s. I think Robin Ventura was like in his mid-20s. Would you really want to get hit in the face by an arm that threw that type of heat way into his 40s? Don't mess around with Texas. Nolan Ryan definitely said that. But this guy, he got cut up. And he still doesn't have his helmet off. And I know a lot of you guys want to call Ty Gibbs a pussy. No, that's working smart, kid.
Couple good shots. Connected.
Now, the whole reason here, I'm going to get rid of this. You know, you guys don't need to see that. But, the reason why Ty Gibbs was so upset, I guess in the Xfinity series, this was like a bonus race. And I guess there was only a certain amount of people. And I think that cost him $100,000. You know, for the Xfinity series, I mean, that's quite a bit of money. I wanted to play this clip of Joe Biden today that, you know, he did the announcement for the new Supreme Court justice. And I don't want, before I play this clip, hold on, my voice is starting to crap the bed. Before I play this, I don't want anybody to think that I'm conservative or liberal. I really do think I don't like any politician. They work for the lobbyists, the big companies, the people that put money in their pockets to get elected. But as an American, even if the president is, you don't believe in his policy and stuff, don't you want a strong American president? I mean, one that can get up there and talk. Just a good public speaker. Dark diversity. Right. No crap in the bed, Patrick. Yeah, I know. But so Joe Biden is announcing the new Supreme Court justice. And back to what I was saying, don't we all want a good public speaking president? And I'm not even talking about the policies. Oh, it is. I see. Hi, Danielle. I should have known. You know what? I should have known that immediately as soon as I saw that one. You know, when I saw that name, I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds very familiar. But listen to this big-ass flub that Joe Biden had today. Wow. And how do you think the Supreme Court justice, and once again, I'm not being political. I really don't care. I hate all politicians and stuff. Once again, like I said, we should all want a strong president that can get up there and talk. And how do you think that this first black woman to be elected to the Supreme Court feels when she's got this guy like tripping over his dick as much as he did during this thing?
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Now, okay, you would think, all right, single word. How can he mess this up? He said American can be defined by a single word. Oh, he's got this. This is a slam dunk. I'm going to start it from the beginning.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas.
That's a heavy birdation. Look, I mean, guys, for real?
And in a single word.
Like, I've had flubs. Oh, Jimmy O. That's a new one. Pensacola here. My uncle Jimmy lives up in Pensacola. Thank you for joining us, Jimmy O. And look, exactly, how do you spell that? Dark Diversity says, how do you spell that? And once again, this is not about politics. It's just about having a president that can speak. And once again, before any of you guys want to come at me and say, oh, Tuttle, you've messed up. Guess what? I'm not the leader of the free world. And this should have been, Fozzie says, Kelta thinks that's a heavy birdation. But, I mean, come on, listen to this.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foot.
Is he, like, did he catch the Holy Spirit? Is he speaking in tongues?
A single word. I was in the foot.
Look at the new Supreme Court. Look at that face. Like, it's almost like Joe Biden farted in her face. Look at that. And Kamala, she's clueless.
Excuse me, the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping. Traveling with him, I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact.
Whoa. Come on, man. I'm Fozzie, you're right. I do feel bad for him. Because I really do think Joe Biden is a good guy. You know, everybody hated George W. Bush Jr. when, you know, he was president. But now looking back on it, I mean, George W. Bush do like to party, did cocaine. He's like one of the guys that you would like want to have a party with or hang out with. I mean, same thing goes with Joe Biden. You're right, Fozzie. Fozzie, he writes, I feel sorry for the guy, and I kind of do as well.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president.
I mean, has anybody, like, brought up a stroke? I'm not wishing that on him. Also, I don't want anybody to think like I'm in on this whole Will Smith thing, but I want to play this story about, you know, he's banned from the Oscars now. Big whoop. I'm not like taking anything away from what Will Smith did. Will Smith, like, he was a complete asshole. And, like, he should have been arrested. If that was any of us, we all would have been arrested. But he's banned now. And I got my take on this. What is wrong with him? You know, Jada has to be one of the biggest See You Next Tuesdays. I don't want to say that word because I know a lot of people find it offensive and stuff. I don't know if this is a work. I don't know. You know, it's just a weird thing all around. And after I play this news story, I got some other clips here. And I don't understand why does Will put up with all the disrespect with Jada? You know, I saw this letter. I mean, even his daughter really doesn't give him respect. You know, one of the clips I'm going to play for you after this one is that Red Table podcast that they do, and it's Jada's mom, and Willow, and Will. So it's like three generations of women ganging up on Will Smith. Have you guys also seen that letter that Willow wrote about wishing that Tupac would come back because my mom misses you? Think about this. Jada was dating Tupac, one of the hardest, hardcore rappers that lived the lifestyle, died by the lifestyle. And then you go to the Will Smith, which I'm not taking. Look, I had every single one of his cassettes back in the day, CDs, whatever. And he was a clean rapper. You didn't see him getting into trouble and all that stuff. And then Willow was like, right, come back, my mommy misses you, Tupac. I just don't know how Will, I mean, I can understand why he broke the way he did. Because think about this. So if you look at the video when Will was laughing at the joke that Chris Rock made. Is Will so scared of Jada? Is Will in such a bad marriage? Does Jada have something over Will? Because he laughed at that joke. And when Jada shot Will the evil eye, that's when he got up and slapped Chris Rock in the face.
Hi, Casey and Mark. Well, we just got this information into the newsroom just moments ago. This breaking news. They say the Academy has banned Will Smith from all of their activities for the next 10 years. That just came down after their Board of Governors meeting. As you take a
Dark Diversity, my friend Danielle writes, do you think it was a planned thing? You know, when I first saw it, yeah, I automatically thought it was because we all and I'll get to your comment, Mark. I did think it was planned because the Oscars ratings have just been in the tank, and what could they do? Let's have Will Smith, clean cut Will Smith, slap the shit out of Chris Rock. But I mean, what did Will Smith have? Because Will looks like a complete asshole now. And why would Chris Rock agree? Because kind of like Chris Rock looks like a bitch now. And I was talking about that to somebody. I forget who. But you guys in the chat room, as a man, would you rather be slapped in the face in front of, like, what is worse? Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? Or Will Smith punching Chris Rock in the face? Because I think as a man hitting another man and you slap him, you're almost saying, like, he's a bitch, right? You're slapping him, like, because you think he's a bitch. Now, if you punch him, you're like, all right, you're kind of a little bit of an equal. And also at the same time, think about this. Let's think of another black comedian. And I know this one's not alive still, but Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother. You know, Charlie Murphy was Eddie's bodyguard at one time. You think Will Smith would have done that to Charlie Murphy? No, because Charlie would have folded him, like a cheap lawn chair. And this is also the other thing. That's why I think Will looks like he looks so bad. Out of all the black comedians you could have punched, you slapped the nerdiest of them all. You know what, Fozzie, though? I really think Cat would have not stood for that either. Do I think Cat could have beat up Will Smith? No, but I think Cat Cat would have like laid Will Smith to rest or like to waste. He would have done it. You know what? I'm not even going to play this story because he got banned from the Oscars. I want to play you some of these clips that I have here. So remember how I said that podcast that Jada does, the Red Table podcast? Well, it's Jada. It's Jada's mom and Will's daughter, Willow. I don't even know why Will even, like, goes into this. I couldn't find the audio clip. Do you realize that Will was planning Jada's birthday party for, like, 2 years? And she did nothing but, like, talk trash. It was a horrible party. It was bullshit. It was all that. I really do think Will, like, love will make you do a lot of messed up things. Yeah, I mean, Iggy T is right. Iggy T writes, being banned from the born-ass Oscars sounds like a win. I mean, he got his Oscar. He's not going to win another one. But just listen to this. Even though Will's laughing and stuff, I don't understand how he puts up with this disrespect.
Didn't want to get married, but...
We only got married because Gammy was crying.
That's Jada's mom.
Well, Gammy, this is what happened.
So look at this, okay? So you got Jada, Jada's mom, and you got Willow. And I've lost a lot of respect for Willow. Why is Willow not standing? Or is there something we don't know about this? Is this why Will, like, just takes this? He bends over and takes it without any lubrication? Because he did something really, really bad, and Jada and Willow and Jada's mom can just say whatever they want to Will now. If that's the case, I can understand why Will broke, but it still makes him a piece of crap.
It was almost as if Gammy was like, you have to get married, so let's talk about the wedding. I was like, I never wanted to be married.
I don't remember that. I remember feeling very strongly and wanting you guys to be married. I do remember that. Yes. But I don't remember your rejection of the idea of marriage. I remember the rejection of the idea of a wedding.
I didn't want a wedding either.
She didn't want it, yeah. I
was
like,
no, because this bitch was still in love with Tupac. It's also kind of making me think Tupac is still alive. If Jada still has it that bad for Tupac, what up, Trippy Cast? Trippy Cast says, what's up, Tuttle? No, that I you got to be careful there when you're talking about African American women's hair. You just can't do that.
Like, I don't want to get married, and now Gammy done gone to Will crying about, I don't want to have a wedding, and now I'm being forced to have a wedding.
Ooh.
When really, I just wanted it to be the two of us on a mountain, because I was like, this is serious business.
Yeah.
Wedding.
I mean, I get it. My mom and dad were eloped. They went to a courthouse and stuff, but I don't know. Like, you're really putting Will on blast. Like, he's the woman in this relationship. Like, you know, the stereotype is that women are the ones that want weddings and stuff. Now you're just kind of spinning it on him.
It was horrible.
It was a horrible wedding.
It was a mess. Jada was sick. She was very unpleasant. Right.
And Will is just like uncomfortably laughing because he's like, yeah, these bitches have got something on me. I mean, that's the only thing it can be, right? That's the only thing it could be that Will would take this. Now, this next video I'm going to show you is very, very telling. Like, you can tell that Will is just over all the bullshit. Because this is them getting ready. No, I mean, Iggy T says, I had a 250-person wedding forced to by my mother. Well, Iggy, I don't know how it is in Canada, Iggy, but is it like tradition that the family of the bride pays for the wedding? Because if that's the case, I mean, if they're paying for it, But also at the same time, I would rather just tell my parents, if I was you, Iggy, I would have been like, hey, can you just give me money that we can put down on our first home or something? But look at this. So Will's getting ready to be on their Red Table podcast that Jada does. And think about this. Jada would be a nobody. Jada, thank you, Fozzie. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. Jada's looking for gotcha money. Yeah. But Jada would not be, where would Jada be? Where would she be without Will Smith? I think she was, the only movie I think I've ever watched of Jada's is that Tales from the Crypt movie, that Demon Knight movie. And that was pretty good. But she's a nobody without Will. And she's got this podcast. Yeah, I mean, Dark Diversity, you're right. You're right, but I was just asking Iggy T because she lives up in Canada. And I didn't know if that was a tradition just here in America. Yeah, Jada, but I mean, she was in the Matrix movies too, but I don't know, man. But just look at this. Will's getting ready, I guess, to be on his wife's shitty podcast. And look at this. This looks real. Like, I've been in a lot of works by, you know, set up things. Will looks really pissed.
You know, Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the Red Table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Okay. I know Will's been in some pretty big movies. I know he just won the Oscar for King Richard. But if he's acting, this is some of the best acting he's ever done in his life. I mean, just look at it. Look at how broken and pissed he looks.
You know, Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the Red Table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh my goodness.
If you could film
me. Esther, come help us again, please.
I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. Don't just.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't.
I mean, he looks like he has had no sleep. He looks like I'm over it. Because he knows he's about to go on a podcast with a bunch of women and that he's going to get run through the dryer. What up, Selma? Good chatting with you guys from the Legion of Dude last night. Hope you're well, Selma. Mark says, movies make big money. Looks for a guy like him. Do okay, but not like a movie. And I've read about him losing hubs because of this.
Bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house. Don't just start rolling.
Don't. Please watch a stare.
I mean, come on. I'm going to play this one more time. Look at this.
You know, Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the Red Table. Would you say.
I will, Selma.
She has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship.
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could film
me. Esther, come help us again, please.
I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. Don't just.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house. Don't just start rolling.
I mean, Fozzie, I mean, you say 200, though. I mean, come on. I mean, that right there is definitely 200. I'll leave you with this. I would love to hear, if you guys want to leave me a voicemail or email me, I'd like to hear, like, would you be okay? Would you say that it was even if you know, Will was like, and they did this for a pay-per-view, but then it would really look like this was all set up. But would you call it even, Steven, if Will had to have his hands tied behind his back and Chris Rock got a free shot in the face, close fist and all? But you're going to give, like, Chris Rock, like, a couple of months, maybe even a month to train and, you know, learn how to be able to throw a real punch and stuff. Maybe Chris does know how to throw hands. Who knows? But would you guys think it would be even? Because Will did slap him. And I would also like to hear from you guys. What is worse? As a man, would you rather be slapped in the face by another man or punched in the face by another man? And leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me a voicemail. Or leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Dark diversity. I mean, getting slapped kind of makes it seem like, yeah, Chris, I think you are not even a man. I'm going to slap you like I would a woman. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. I apologize about missing Thursdays, but I came through like I said I would, and I did a Saturday night show. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys stay safe. And I will talk to you on Monday.